Today's feast day, the presentation of Jesus in the temple. 40 days. It's been 40 days since Christmas. Does it seem like Christmas was only 40 days ago? It feels like it was like 4 months ago. The fulfillment of the law. Jesus being brought to the temple. But as the introduction for today's Mass said, it seems that he comes to be purified. But as the first reading today from the prophet Malachi reminds us, he himself has come to purify. There is a messenger that will go before the Lord, but the Lord himself will come to his temple, the prophet says. The Lord himself will come and will purify. He will purify the sons of Levi, the priests, those serving in the vicinity, in the sanctuary. He will purify them, prepare them. Like a fuller's lye, like a refiner's fire. My brothers and sisters, who entered the church today? Who is it that came through those doors? With candles lit. Was it not you and me? Where was Jesus in our procession? Was it not you and me? Exactly. We are the witness, my brothers and sisters. Something has changed. Something has happened to us. The people of God come in procession on Palm Sunday because Jesus is in procession. The people of God come in procession today with candles lit. Why? Because Jesus comes in procession. We have been made new in the fulfillment of Jesus' promise. To make all things new, to reconcile the world to himself. We, my brothers and sisters, we are the proof, we are the evidence of this transformation, of this great gift of redemption. We have become members, parts of his body. What a beautiful thing, refining like gold or like silver, refining, purifying. How much effort does it take on the part of Jesus to purify us? One single drop of his blood purifies us from our sins, but so often it is the junk in our minds, the lies that we have believed, refining, speaking truth, bringing light where there is darkness, dispelling the lies by his words, by his actions, that we might be made pure. Can you truly be free, my brothers and sisters, if you are living in accordance with a lie? I'm just saying one lie. Can we truly be free? It's not the freedom that God desires for us. He wants us to be free of all lies, of all deceit, that every part of our being would be drawn into the truth, into his life, into his light. More than anything, he does that work in and through the Holy Spirit in his church over and over and over. Today, Simeon and Anna, the prophets of old, are drawn to the temple. Why? Because there's a huge procession with camels and elephants and musicians and tambourines and drums. No, my brothers and sisters. They come because they are filled with the Holy Spirit and they are prompted by the Holy Spirit to see not with their human eyes what is happening, but to see as God sees. And to see in this humble couple, this Joseph and Mary carrying a small infant like dozens others, like any other person coming that day to fulfill their prescription of the law, that their actions, their duties, their responsibilities. And yet, it is God in their midst. God has come, begins today. Everything is lit because Jesus is the light. My brothers and sisters, we, in our experience of our redemption and of our brokenness, we can get very discouraged. But why are we discouraged? Is it because of God? In Him we have everything. In Him we have all grace, all hope, all possibility. Often our discouragement is because of our own brokenness, our own pride. We're devastated. That's my pride that's devastated. That's fine. You don't need your pride to live. And in fact, if we imagine that pride is this person that we think we are, I dare say that person's a lie. So we speak about the purification of ourselves, the purification of our thoughts, our minds, with truth coming to us, a light shining in the darkness. It is exactly our pride, which is a lie, that Jesus has come to remove, to test, to light on fire and see what remains. Do you have the courage with me today, my brothers and sisters, to say, Jesus, light me on fire? Do you have the courage to say that, knowing that the fire of the Holy Spirit, asking the fire of the Holy Spirit to come upon you, light me on fire, burn everything that is not true away from me, so that I truly may live in Jesus Christ? How do you think that'll feel? I'd hope there'd be some consolation, but I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, it might hurt as the false self is burned away. That which is not you is let go. Do not be afraid of your true self in Jesus Christ, because that one who is true within you is the one that is known and loved. Not your prideful self, not your deprecated self, not that false self that you imagine yourself to be. The true self of who you truly are is the one that is known and loved. Do not be afraid to be that person before Him. And do not be afraid to ask for the help of God to help you to be that person. Amen.